This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price is on its way to 90K. I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. That's right, as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here. So far, so good. Bitcoin on the way to 90K. Also breaking news, the third US Bitcoin ETF, VanEck, will trade today. So buckle up. And as Max Keiser shares here, as I predicted, the convoluted logic and mental gymnastics used to deny inflation will get more and more amusing. Inflation tells us loud and clear that the US dollar and all of fiat is collapsing. The Bitcoin price has been signaling this for years. 220,000 in 2021 still in play. Also in today's show, crypto strategist says he's convinced of an abrupt Bitcoin rally to $80,000 or higher. I'll be sharing with you his timeline. Also in today's show, an avalanche of institutions to descend on crypto markets over the next 12 to 18 months, says SkyBridge Capital CEO Anthony Scaramucci, who was recently interviewed on the Pomp podcast and goes on to share, is likely to get to $150,000 per BTC over the next 12 months. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing this Bitcoin price forecast, which suggests Bitcoin hitting $5 million as the price soars through 2021. That's right. A group of crypto analysts, researchers, and entrepreneurs were recently polled, and they expect the Bitcoin price to skyrocket to an average of $250,000 and $5.2 million per BTC, respectively. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for the top five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. We'll start with Bitcoin's relentless spot bid. A cool picture on the global market says the U.S. stocks futures remain unmoved prior to the open. Inflation continues to bite, and the U.S. Federal Reserve admits that it could stay higher for longer, as well as a separate row over tax and unrealized gains is also coming for an intense debate amongst crypto circles. As Janet Yellen shared here in the State of the Union on a proposed tax which would pay for the Build Back Better Act. And she says it's not a wealth tax, but a tax on unrealized capital gains of exceptionally wealthy individuals. And my response to this, talk about an oxymoron, truly the stupidest thing I ever heard. After listening to this, it's apparent she's escaped the loony bin, F the BS. by Bitcoin. And as Parabolic Guy points out here, forced liquidation of investments with unrealized capital gains is an attack on Bitcoin. It's not a billionaire thing. It's a Bitcoin thing. Wake up. And he's right. And beyond the soaring commodities, the picture is cooler when it comes to Bitcoin price triggers, as a decoupling from macro moves has already long characterized Bitcoin. And ahead of the launch of the third Bitcoin futures exchange traded fund set for today, more attention is being paid to gold and traditional ETFs and the threat that Bitcoin poses to them. That's right. The third Bitcoin futures ETF, VanEck, officially goes live today. And as Charles Edwards of Capriole Investments points out, if CME open interest jumping several places to number one globally in a matter of days this week is not a barometer for massive institutional interest, I don't know what is. This is a changing of the guard. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is tracking the 2017 bull run. That's right, in classic fashion, a weak Sunday turned into a bullish Monday this week as Bitcoin climbs above now $63,000. Last week saw a 10% dip from new all-time highs of 67,100. In April, 64,900 peak provided barely any support as bearish calls began to surface. However, Bitcoin was in no mood for abandoning its new trading zone, even as analysts argued that even 50,000 was still constitute solid priced action. Now, the weekly close failed to challenge a large buy wall that lies just under 60,000, providing further relief. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop points out here, so far, so good. Bitcoin on the way to $90,000, as he charts out right here in this chart. Now, also check this out for popular analyst Tech Dev. Bitcoin is still replaying the 2017 price action with almost uncanny accuracy. This too would suggest much higher price levels before this year is out, in line with December's 2017 blow off top. And checking out his tweet right here, after 140 days, a slightly flattened 2017 fractal continues to predict the day-to-day Bitcoin price action better than most short-term TA I've seen, as you can see here in this chart. And he also updated us about an hour ago. By December, we'll know which path Bitcoin is choosing. Also truly remarkable that both Bitcoin paths predict the same exact drop at the same exact time to the same exact level, as he points out right here in this chart, overlaying the 1970-1979 gold charts with that of 2017 for BTC. And he also shares Bitcoin 2-week RSI channel update with the new close, nowhere close to a top. So let's freaking go. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is the VanEck ETF launch prepared for today. That's right. VanEck plans to launch a physical ETF as well. So do keep that in mind with the SEC due to decide on its fate November 14th. And as reported, despite the mixed opinions of the overall utility of futures-based ETFs, ProShares pioneering the U.S. debut saw almost unprecedented uptake last week. And the second from Valkyrie was more subdued. And quoting Bloomberg senior analyst Mike McGlone, we see Bitcoin on track to trade like gold. And he referenced the rags to riches transformation that accompanied gold in the early 2000s when it first attracted its own U.S. ETFs. And at the time, like ProShares, the first gold ETF, the SPDR Gold Trust, gathered over $1 billion in its first 3 days in trading November 2004. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is no major exchange sell-offs. That's right. Exchanges are a key focus under current market conditions as the macro trend of decreasing Bitcoin supply slows. And during the bull runs, mass inflows of BTC to exchanges tend to signal the price point at which the masses plan to sell, and hence the likely price top. And more broadly, however, the amount of Bitcoin held on exchanges has been falling, and this has accelerated since the May price crash, which is another massively bullish indicator. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week is the Bitcoin Greed and Fear Index, which shows the sentiment gets a welcome clean out. That's right. Taking a look right here, we can see we're currently rated a 72 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 73, last week a 78 in extreme greed, and last month a 28. In fear. And that level has formed a cluster in various times over the past 3 months, reinforcing the feeling that a reset has occurred for sentiment with Bitcoin still above $60,000, which ultimately means that there is a further price upside if slow enough, which could carry on for much longer. And checking out the latest from Max Keiser, I shared this tweet in the intro of the show. He also goes on to share the panic hasn't even started. When Bitcoin crosses $100,000, the real panic will begin. Fact is, the US dollar is about to succumb to a hyperinflationary crash as confidence crumbles. Are you prepared to get completely wiped out. And I also like to point out 220,000 in 2021 still in play, according to Max Kaiser. Shout out to Max and Stacy of the Kaiser Report. And before I break down our next story of the day, crypto strategist says he is convinced of an abrupt Bitcoin rally to $80,000. And I share with you his timeline. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green, with Bitcoin up 4% for the day, trading above $62,700. Ether up about 2%, trading above 4,100. Solana leading the pack in the top cryptos, up almost 8.5%, trading above $206. Polkadot up about 2%, trading at $43. And Chainlink up about 6%, trading just under $32. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A closely followed crypto analyst and trader is predicting an epic rally for Bitcoin that can push the value of the king crypto at least 30% higher from its current price of around $62,000. This anonymous analyst, known as Altcoin Sherpa, tells his 137,000 followers the key levels to watch as Bitcoin pulls back from its recent all-time high. Quoting him here, "I think that there should be some decent support around this area. The 60,000 area, $59,000 area was a support slash resistance flip. As you can see throughout here from March to May of 2021, resistance, resistance, resistance. Now it can be flipped to support. If this breaks through, I expect there's still quite a bit of support throughout 54,000 to 57 or 58,000. If you also look at the lower time frame charts, the 200 exponential moving average on the 4-hour chart is right around this $55,000 area. So again, this area should be pretty strong support. Now, Altcoin Sherpa also says he expects Bitcoin to put in a bullish higher low before the leading crypto can ignite its next leg up. As he points out here on crypto Twitter, quick thoughts on Bitcoin. I still think that will form a higher low, and 54 to 58,000 is a very solid support. Still expecting all-time highs to come barring some huge macro event. So there you have it. According to the crypto analyst's chart, Bitcoin could record a new all-time high in November before rallying to $80,000 or higher by early December. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And before I break down next story of the day, an avalanche of institutions to descend on crypto markets over the next 12 to 18 months, predicts Skybridge Capital CEO Anthony Scaramucci, as well as I share with you this Bitcoin $5 million price prediction as Bitcoin soars through 2021. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.6 trillion with $104 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 46.1%, with the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Curve DAO token leading the pack, up 14% for the day and 51% for the week, trading at $4.22. The Graph up 11.5%, trading at $1.05. And KuCoin token up 8%, trading just under $17. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The CEO of global investment firm Skybridge Capital is predicting that the crypto markets will see more institutional interest in the next 12 to 18 months. In a new episode of The Best Business Show, Anthony Scaramucci tells host and Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, that more institutional investors will likely jump into the crypto bandwagon as regulators move to clear the hurdles involved in buying and holding digital assets. And quoting him here, "I'll make a bold prediction, Anthony. I think there's going to be institutional interest over the next 12 to 18 months, because you know they have gotten the regulatory box checked, and that checking of the box is going to lead to institutions saying, hey, I got to get in this thing. I've got to own a piece of this. I've got to understand it." And what could George Soros say? He could say, "Invest and investigate later." Now, Scaramucci considers the possibility that BTC, which is currently worth north of $62,000, may trade back to $50,000, but he says that the top crypto will likely breach the six-digit mark after the US SEC green-lighted the first batch of Bitcoin futures exchange traded funds, better known as ETFs. Quoting him here, "It's likely to get to $150,000 per BTC over the next 12 months. I'm going to stick with my earlier price target that I shared with you on our Salt Talk when you did my podcast. I think it's $100,000 by year's end. I just think it's that because there's now a gateway opened yesterday where an institution can now say, I can buy this." And to watch this entire interview between Scaramucci and Pompliano, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day and I share this $5 million Bitcoin price prediction as the Bitcoin price soars through 2021, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 950 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. bitcoinprices.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. Of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. As Bitcoin continues to mature and increase in value, usability, age, and trust, it will behave less like a growth stock and more like a gold-like store of value, said panelist and founder of Bitcoin ATM Network, CoinFlip, Daniel Polosky. He believes that Bitcoin will end 2021 at $80,000, quoting him here. Eventually, Bitcoin will dethrone gold as a king of safe haven assets, and hopefully this changing of the guard takes place by the end of the decade. Now, this panel, put together by personal finance comparison site Finder, was asked for their predictions for the Bitcoin price over late September through to early February before Bitcoin's latest breakout. Now, the group made up of crypto analysts, researchers, and entrepreneurs returned an average Bitcoin price prediction of $80,000 in 2021 before ending the year at $71,415. And by the end of 2025 and 2030, panelists expect the Bitcoin price to skyrocket to an average of $250,000 and $5.2 million per BTC, respectively. The bull run is different this year, said panelist Gunnar, First Digital Trust Chief Operating Officer, who has an end of 2021 Bitcoin prediction of $70,000. More innovations, more regulatory involvement, despite fear, uncertainty, and doubt, known as FUD, and the ecosystem and infrastructure puzzles are falling into place quite nicely. The combined crypto market has soared this year, becoming a multi-trillion dollar market as investors bet Bitcoin will eventually replace gold as a major store of value, and the likes of Ethereum and other smart contract blockchains will help form the basis of a future digital economy, pointing to their use in decentralized finance as well as NFTs. The blistering crypto rally coming after governments flooded financial systems with cash to ward off the economic effects of coronavirus lockdowns, allegedly, has provoked warnings of a correction for some of the crypto space. And earlier this week, the chief executive of Bitcoin and crypto exchange Binance warned that crypto traders should watch out for very high volatility. As Zhongping Zhao points out here, expect very high volatility in crypto over the next few months. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this $5 million Bitcoin price forecast? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price on the way to 90K. I shared with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Also in today's show, we discussed crypto strategy. Says he is convinced of an abrupt Bitcoin rally to 80,000 or higher, and I shared with you his timeline, as well as an avalanche of institutions to descend on the crypto markets over the next 12 to 18 months, according to SkyBridge Capital CEO Anthony Scaramucci, who's predicting $150,000 Bitcoin price, as well as his $5 million Bitcoin price prediction as the price soars through 2021. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a special shout out to Digital Dankness. I appreciate the back-to-back super chat contributions he wrote. JV is the man for precise news. Follow, share, and like. One love. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Manza Mula wrote, "What's up, JV? Sorry I missed the show. I was up late in the AM watching the Shiba chart go parabolic. Thank you for putting it on my radar back in May. Has been one of the best investments to date. I can honestly say this channel has helped me level up. Thanks for all you do. One love, JV and crypto fam. Much love, Manza. Let's get it." And our next featured comment comes from Nate, who wrote, "Another great update, and you've almost got 50,000 subscribers now. You deserve it and many more. Keep it up. Oh, and I'll take Raul Powell and his 400,000/40K Bitcoin / Ethereum tops by March/June 2022. Someone want to raise me?" My response, now we're talking, Nate, 400,000 BTC, 40K ETH by Q2 next year. Let's freaking go. Now for our third and final featured comment coming from Pokemon, who wrote, "Hi, brother JV, enjoyed your show. Once again, full of information and your intelligent insights. I will cash out half of my BTC when it hits $200,000 and wait for the dip when it goes back down to between 50 and 80,000 to buy back in. It is subject to change if it goes crazy, but that is my plan for BTC. Take care. God bless you and yours. Thanks, fam. 200,000 BTC. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy, so you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.